The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Vav, teaches us Hu Ya'imer, Ein Bar Yurechet. A bar cannot be Yerushmaim, V'loyam Aretz Chasid. So, the Nesiv Shalom has two different approaches in trying to understand this Mishnah. Because the obvious question when we begin learning this Mishnah is a bar and a ma'aretz one and the same, or a bar and a ma'aretz two different types of individuals? So in his first approach, following the lead of the Maral, he explains that in a bar and a ma'aretz are really one and the same. Both refer to an individual who has not learned Torah. But as the Maral, and the Nesiv Shalom picks up on the Maral, says, because somebody hasn't learned Torah, there are going to be two very different outcomes. He says the word bar comes from the word, from empty. The Pasuk says, and the Targum says, somebody who has no Torah in him is empty. Why? And therefore, such a person, says our Tana, cannot be a Yerechet. Because what is the first requirement for Yerechet? One has to feel close to Hashem. Somebody who is close to the king fears the king. Someone who is distant from a king won't have fear from that king. How does a person get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The way a person gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Torah. And if somebody is distant from Hashem, then it can't be a Yerechet. Then the Tanakh continues saying, V'loyam Oretz Chasid. Somebody who hasn't learned Torah, besides that, it's obvious that he hasn't learned Torah, just like when we speak about different people. So different people, you have stronger people, you have weaker people. So too, a person who learns Torah is a different person. Physically, he's a difficult physical person than a person who doesn't learn Torah. And person who learns Torah becomes a better person. What's the definition of a better person? The definition of a better person is a person who does good with other people. That's good. That's what it means to be good. A person who has Torah, who learns Torah, is a good person, and therefore he can be a chassid and be good to other people. But if he doesn't learn Torah, then he can't be good to other people. And he explains, why is Torah so essential? He says, if we look in Parshas Bereishis, the Torah after every day says, V'yara l'kim, Hashem saw what he did, what he created, and he saw ki tov, it's good. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created at the beginning of Bryas Ha'olam was tov. But over the years, especially after Adam HaRishon did the Aveira, the Toiv became diminished. The Ra, the Chet, takes over. What is the way we could bring ourselves and the world back to Toiv? That's through Torah. The Torah has that ability to bring us back to that Madrega. And therefore, if somebody doesn't have Torah, he doesn't feel the closeness to Hashem, so he doesn't have Yerushalayim. And since he doesn't have Torah, he's a lower level person, and that he doesn't have the ability to know how to live a proper life. And he explains, to understand why somebody who doesn't learn Torah is called a bar, we could probably understand it. Bar, as we said at the beginning of our shiur, he's empty. He's empty of Torah. But why someone who doesn't learn, why would he be called Ama Aretz? So he says, the definition of the word Ama Aretz is that by him, Aretz, the Artzius, the Gashmius, is what is important to life. That's what he considers the most important element in his life. And therefore, someone who lives a life of Gashmius cannot live a proper type of life. As the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva explains, V'hafta es Hashem alakecha, shiyav es Hashem ahava gedoyla, yisera azza ma'oid. A person has to have a tremendous love to Hashem. Achtei nafshi kshura ba'avas Hashem, v'nimtza shoygi b'tamid, kilu choyla choyle ava shadata penuya. He's totally overcome by his love of Hashem. V'u shoygi b'tamid, b'em b'shiftei b'em b'kumei b'em b'shoych v'shesha. He's totally consumed with his ahavas Hashem. But somebody who's a ma'aretz, who the artzius is what consumes him, such a person cannot live the life that we're supposed to live. However, in his second approach, he says that it could well be that a bar and a ma'aretz are two different individuals, and that in fact an a ma'aretz could be a yirichet, ein bar yirichet, v'loy a ma'aretz chassid. A ma'aretz could be a yirichet, but it can't be a chassid. Meaning that the madrega of chassid is a higher madrega than yirichet. And actually, the famous braisa of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yor, on which the Sefer Mesil Shisharim is based, indicates that way, because it says yirichet mevi'u l'dei chassidus. So you see that chassidus is a higher level than yirichet. What is pshat? So he quotes the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi says that the Ramah, at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, says, Shvisi Hashem l'negdi samid. When a person lives a life realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is where he is, is a person who's a tzaddik. He's a person who is an eved. He fulfills everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of him. What is a chassid? The chassid is not a madrega of an eved. The chassid is the madrega of a son, of a ben. What's the difference between an eved and a ben? So Kedushas Levi says, an eved does what he's supposed to do. His owner tells him what he has to do, and he does what he's supposed to do. He doesn't look to do more, because there isn't that level of love there. A ben, a son, doesn't just do what he's supposed to do. A son wants to make his father happy. He looks for ways how he could satisfy his father. And that's what he says is pshat in our Mishnah. You could have a person who's a Talmud Chacham. And if he's a Talmud Chacham, he'll be a Yorei Chet. He won't do Averis. Because he knows what he's allowed to do and what he's not allowed to do. But he won't come to the Madrega of a Chassid. A Chassid is somebody who's Oyver Hashem Me'ahava, that wants to do more. Chassid, we always know, means someone who does Lefnim Mishuras Adin. That is a whole new madrega. The Ramban, the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, says, Kedoshim tiyu, ki kodesh ani Hashem l'keichem. And the famous Ramban says that what is the Pasuk teaching us? That one is not allowed to be a novel b'rishus ha-Torah. He'll only do what the Torah allows. He won't do what the Torah disallows. That isn't Kedusha. Kedusha is, even if it's technically allowed, but somebody who wants to make a nachas ruach v'kodesh baruch hu does not just what's permitted or not permitted. He tries to do more than that. That's a person who's connected to Hashem. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from us when he says, V'atim tiyuli mamleches kayanim v'goy kodesh. That we shouldn't just, we should be kodesh. We should try to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and try to make, do what is really to the nachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a son does for his parent. He goes on to explain that if we look in Parshas Kisisa, the pasuk says, "Achash apsoise tishmaru ki oisi beini beinechem vadas kani Hashem mekadeshchem." And then the pasuk continues, "Ushmatem as a Shabbos ki kodeshi lachem mechalem ois yumas ki chol ois ba malacha." And the obvious question asked the Kedushas Levi is, why does the Torah have to tell us twice the same concept that we have to be Shomer Shabbos? So he says, when we think about Shabbos, there are two elements to Shmir Shabbos. One element of Shmir Shabbos is a person has to know all the halacha. What is the halacha? What's mutter on Shabbos? What's asur on Shabbos? But there's another element to Shabbos. Shabbos is oisi beini beinechem. Shabbos is the way we get connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So tells us the Torah. What I ask of you is to keep Shabbos, not just with the activities that you do or don't do, but recognize that Shabbos ki oisi beini ubeinechem v'das kani Hashem mekadishchem. It's a time to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the high madrid. But at the minimum, v'shmatim so Shabbos, you have to do Shmiru Shabbos, you have to follow the halachos of Shabbos. And it's interesting, the Zohar calls a Talmud Chacham Shabbos. Why? Because as we're learning now, there are really two levels to a Talmud Chacham. Our Mishnah describes them the other way, as two levels Talmud Oretz. One level of Talmud Chacham, the person who learns and knows what he may do, what he may not do. And the other level is a much deeper level. It's a person who's a ben, who's mekosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Pichas Ben Yoav says, Yiras Chet may be the Dechsidus. You start at the lower level, learning Torah, knowing what to do, what you may do, and what you may not do. But it's not supposed to stop there. It's supposed to take you to the next level. It's supposed to take you to the level of becoming a chassid, of somebody who's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our Tana says it on the other way. You could have a person who's a bor, so he isn't going to be even a Yiras Chet. But if Baruch Hashem, a person is no longer a bor, the person begins to learn, we don't want him to remain with that. We don't want him to be a person who knows how to learn, but he's still on Amaretz. He's still not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's connected to Aretz. He's connected to the Aretzius. The Torah is supposed to bring him to that higher level of being a chassid.